All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and on this episode, I am joined by one of my local wrestling superstars, and that's Hail Rogers, Bruce Rogers. Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Good to hear. Well, I want to thank you for coming on to the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Very unique. I've never done a podcast before. I'm an avid podcast listener, but have never been on one, so this is definitely unique.
Oh, cool. Awesome. So let's start at the beginning. Did you grow up watching wrestling as a youngin?
Yes, I'll admit, though, I got into it late in the game. My older brother, he's about 11 years older than me. He was actually into pro wrestling in the 80s and 90s, the boom period. And my younger brother watched wrestling before I did. He was watching it during the Attitude Era days in the late 90s or so. I didn't start watching until 2002, the summer of 2002. I was about 12 years old at the time. I remember like one of my earliest episodes I watched was SmackDown, and it was when Cena debuted. So that's about my timeline for watching pro wrestling started.
Well, God, that's interesting how you being, or now are you like the extremely middle child of your, with your siblings?
Yes, I am the third of four.
Third of four. Okay. So, well, that's very interesting that you're older, got the younger kind of got like one era before you did, you know, cause they call the Attitude Era the, you know, which you probably got. I consider it's kind of what they call the reality era, kind of in there somewhere, you know, because, you know, things kind of evolved and that kind of stuff. So did you, with your watching, who was like kind of your favorites to watch?
Starting out, my two favorites probably would have been like Kurt Angle. I was a big Eddie Guerrero fan as well. I had just started wrestling for my middle school too. So yeah, definitely Kurt Angle was a favorite of mine. I loved Brock initially. I actually started watching wrestling because if you remember, 2002 was the year the Scorpion King came out. Mm-hmm. And I became a fan of The Rock. And my brother's like, well, why don't you watch wrestling then? So it finally dragged me into watching wrestling.
And so you were participating in wrestling in school. And then you saw the dramatic flair that, you know, where you put a storyline behind it, and is that what kind of got you hooked?
Yeah, it was adding that. I didn't like wrestling when I was younger. It did scream phony to me, unfortunately. I still like regular sports like football and baseball, basketball, and hockey, but yeah, pro wrestling couldn't grab my interest. But I am also an avid reader, and I do watch a lot of movies. So when it came to adding the storylines and the characters, it started drawing me in a little bit more than the average sport did at that time.
Yeah. So then what made you say to yourself, I think I can actually do this?
Ooh. I think when maybe they started pushing more of the smaller, believable guys, because I never thought I could be built like a Hulk Hogan or like a Rock or like a or like Brock. I was tall, but I could never put on the muscle mass. I was just a big, tall twig back in the day. I hit 6 foot in middle school, and I stopped there. I thought I was going to be in the NBA, but once you hit 6 foot and you really can't dribble or shoot the ball, there is no real outlook for you. But yeah, I think when they started pushing the smaller, more believable guys, more of the technicians like Eddie and like Jericho, I felt like I could be those guys' size though. If I hit the gym as hard as I can and eat the right food.
All right. So how did you get started? Did you go to a wrestling school or, you know, just kind of, you know, kind of went in all feet first, or how did you get started?
It was right after my senior year of high school wrestling ended, and this was the MySpace days back in 2008. I found the Butcher Shop.
Okay.
which was located on 104th back in the day in North Glen. So when my high school wrestling ended, I started right into pro wrestling. Unfortunately, the first few years, I couldn't really commit as hard as I wanted to because I was going to college and working sometimes two jobs at the same time, and I just couldn't give my all. I would come to training as often as I could. I'd do as probably one or two shows a month, which, you know, at the end of the day, that's not really hacking it. It wasn't really until these last 4 years I started getting in a lot better and getting on more shows. So these last about 3 or 4 years, minus like the injury years, I've been able to put a lot more into it.
And so how long have you been in the professional wrestling business?
It was sometime in March of 08 when I had my first training session. So about then, give or take a few months and so I've had to take off because of injuries or because of work commitments, but about 10 years on and off right now.
Yeah. And so you, I hate to bring up maybe a sore subject, but you just recently and this is kind of, I think, really interesting timing that we are recording, I believe, 1 year to the date that you came back from your most recent injury. Is that correct?
Yep. I got to come back and I got to, I think it was, might have been like a day or two ago was the anniversary. I know I posted that picture today. I think that was just the anniversary I got the picture.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But
close enough.
Yeah, close enough, though. Yeah, it's been about a year since I've came back. I got the tag up with my buddy Miracle. So that was great that he would do that for me, to be my tag partner in my match back. That was definitely a year I'd had to scratch off, unfortunately. What most people don't know, it was more than in the ACL injury. Unfortunately, about 2 months into my rehab, I got in a really bad car wreck, which slowed down my rehabilitation. I had to deal with some neck and back issues along with the knee surgery. So it was more than just a knee surgery, unfortunately, at that time.
Yeah, but, you know, I think I saw you. You still were hanging out and going to shows and hanging with the boys and stuff. So, you know, I mean, I bet that helped a little bit, but also got you anxious to, like, I want to get back.
Oh, yeah, it got me pretty anxious. I know, like, Miracle was having a lot of success that year, and he's probably one of my closest friends for wrestling outside of wrestling. And then Cody was doing a lot of things, too. And he's a little ambitious guy. He was definitely a driving force to help me come back. He was actually – he disturbed me because he called me the day after my surgery, and I don't handle calls very well. I'm more of a text guy. I was just like, please, Cody, do not call me unless there is an emergency. I'm not the only one that's that way. Fun fact, Gossard's that way too. So if you call him, he will hang up immediately.
I believe that, knowing what I know of him.
Oh yeah, yeah. He'll just be like, what's up? And you'll tell him, and he'll just be like, oh, and he'll just hang up and just start texting you. I'm like, God.
That's funny.
Yeah, so Cody definitely, he helped me a lot with getting motivated and getting back. And when I came back last year to training about August or so, it was Cody, Delta Jr., and Xander Creed. We were working out at a gym in Commerce City, helping me get my form back and trying some new stuff. I've added some different moves and different psychology to my character since I've come back. It might not be noticeable to the average fan, but it makes a world of difference to me having more of a defined move set than I used to have.
I see. So, you know, you and I have probably only known each other for maybe going on probably almost a year. So I'm don't know a lot of the old stuff, so, but I can say just for the current stuff looks pretty darn good to me, so.
Yes, I feel this is probably my best form I've ever had, actually, so it was nice to finally, the year helped me reset a lot mentally. I could kind of see the forest through the tree? Yeah, maybe that's the expression, see the forest through the trees. I could kind of put aside just, because there was a grind. It was go to work. It was go to lifting, go to training, and there wasn't really a lot of room for original thought. So I kind of just need a year to mentally reset along with the rehabilitation. So it helped a lot, and it's improved my work a lot.
Yeah. So shortly after you came back, you won the New Era. Trying to remember 5280 champ.
Yep, 5280.
Yeah. So how was that? How did that feel to shortly come back from the injury and capture gold already?
It was very validating. I was really excited that they made that decision to put a title on me. I hadn't felt like I had regained my form 100% at that time. I was still maybe 2 months back or so. But it was nice to see that they had faith in me to allow me to do that. And it made me work a lot more harder. I'm in a lot better shape than I was at this time last year, so I'm happy for that. And that title really helped motivate me, get my head straight. And it also gave me a chance to work with a variety of guys I hadn't worked with before and have a little bit more of a bigger match feel for my matches.
Okay, well then, and speaking of that, who are your some of your favorite opponents to work with?
Coincidentally, I'll actually be facing off one of my favorite opponents this Saturday, and that's Duff Doyle. I love working with Duff. Cody, may he rest in peace. Just kidding. He's only in San Diego. I like my matches with Hoodlum. I don't know if we'll see a match with him anytime soon. I know he's got commitments and he's moved to Missouri, so I don't know if we'll be facing off anytime soon, but I wouldn't mind another match with Hoodlum. Who else? I've only been able to work with him limitedly, but I do enjoy working with big guns.
Coincidentally, the guy that took the 5280 championship from you.
Yeah, we have that axe to grind, but I agree with him at least on his social media statuses, so we have that working for us, but I like to work with him at least a few more times. Delta would be fun to work with more. I know we're always on the opposite spectrum when it comes to these shows sometimes, but I would like to face off with Delta. I've never had a one-on-one match with Delta, actually, come to think of it. We've done some multi-man match stuff and some tag matches, but I haven't had a one-on-one match with Delta.
All right. Well, same question, but on the tag team spectrum, who are your favorite people to tag with?
Well, I probably have to say number one, Hunter Gray, so he don't eat me. And we're also the Lucha Libre and Laughs champion right now. We won those belts on Friday night, so we're very excited about that. After that, Miracle, considering he's one of my best friends outside of wrestling, and we had started tagging before I got hurt. Unfortunately, my injury slowed us down a little bit, and he has to take some time away, unfortunately, right now. But I would like to reunite with him someday. I know back in the day, tagging with guys like Wayne DeWayne. I don't know if you remember him, but he was quite a natural talent. He was trained by Lance Storm back in 2011-ish, I believe. But he was always fun to tag with. And Kevin Magoon, we only got to tag a few times, but he was my initial training partner. Unfortunately, he has taken time away. He's in the military right now. But we did tag over the summer one last time, so hopefully we can tag again.
All right. Well, okay, now what about dream opponents, both in singles matches and tag team matches?
Ooh, that's always been like a pot. Well, when it comes to the dream matches, I always try not to focus on those sometimes. It's just some... it would be crushing to think like, oh, that'll never happen. So I don't want you to put a lot of thought in future dream matches, but obviously tag wise, I think a match between Hunter and I, and maybe a team, a Chikara based team would be awesome.
Oh, so the Ragnarokers versus another like character team.
Yeah, exactly. Like
that'd be fun.
Battle Cat and Super Thunder Frog.
Oh, okay.
And those ice creams would be fun as well. But yeah, that would be great for tag. Singles wise, I've really never put thought into it that much. I know a lot of the guys that I've idolized, they're no longer in it or wouldn't have the matches I'd want to have. What do you think would be a good dream opponent for me, actually? Who would you see me matching up with? That I'm turning it back to you.
Well, I would, like you said, I would love to see you square off with Delta Jr. I think that would be kind of fun. It is, it's always kind of tough when a face faces another face. Because it's always in when you for me as a fan, when you enjoy both the wrestlers so much, it's hard to do the always easy to do the yays, and it's hard to do the boos. You know, it's so difficult. But you know, if it could somehow work like a triple threat, you know, that's always easier, and add a heel in there somewhere. So it is kind of tough. I totally agree with you, but going back to how you said about, you know, maybe facing somebody in Shikara, I mean, you know, like you said, you just won the tag team championships from Lucha Libre and Laughs, and I know they always seem to bring in a lot of Shikara talent, so that I think is very good possibility. So I'd say, Nick, if you're listening to this, let's make it happen.
Yep. Bring on the colony.
There you go. That would be fun, too. So, but let's talk about, continue to talk about the futures. So what do you've got going on right now in the near future and hopefully the not too distant future?
Well, this Saturday we have New Era, Mile High Comics. Showtime is 6:30, I believe. And I will be facing Duff Doyle that night. Looking forward to that match. As always, I'll be every month at New Era, every month at Primos. I have been told I will be on the next Lucha Libre and Laugh show in February. I believe it's that weekend is the 21st and 22nd. It's going to be a two-night intergender tournament. So that's a first for Colorado, and I'm looking forward to that. Let me double-check that date. 22nd and 23rd, it's going to be an intergender tag tournament.
Yeah, so any idea who your partner is going to be?
I actually do not know. I know I am in the tournament, but my female partner has not been named yet.
Oh. Well, they haven't named a lot of announcements, but who would you like? I mean, they've announced Valkyrie and they've Jordan Grace, but any thoughts about who you would love to tag with there?
Well, I got to go with Allie Gatto. I mean, she is the champ. I mean, that's the easiest choice there.
Yeah. And you could match outfits because, you know, you like purple and I know she likes purple, so.
Yep, we'd probably have the flyest entrance gear, so that would work. Bentley, she's really turned it on the last few months, and that would be interesting to tag with her. I know she's really young, so that'd be fun to tag with her.
Yeah, I like that. All right, well, so Bruce, So, any other promotions that you wrestle in besides New Era, Lucha Libre and Laughs, and Primos?
CSW, I am going to be more of a regular there this year. I know some of the scheduling didn't work out last year. They were running on some of the show dates as New Era, but I should be a regular at CSW this year. There are a couple more promotions that are going to be popping up in the few months. I can't 100% confirm them yet, but I know I got some iron in the fire there regarding that, so just keep an eye on the calendar for me. I'll announce dates as soon as I know them, but yes, there there's a few more companies in the works here in Denver, so that's very exciting to hear. I might be collaborating with a friend of mine who used to be involved with wrestling and no longer is involved on a surface level of wrestling, but we are in talks of trying to get something started in Denver as well. So who knows? Maybe I might be throwing myself in the promotional game as well, but we'll see.
Ooh.
It'd be really hard to be on that. How much of a pain in the butt I've been for some promoters. Now I have to be the guy. So that I don't know if I can be able to handle it, but we're trying to work out some details. So maybe more later this year, early next year. We'll see, though.
Yeah. So you might be a little empathetic about being the promoter and being on the other side. You know, it's like, you know, okay, he's just being like how I was, huh?
Exactly. Or I'm hoping to say, oh, no, it was really easy. Why did these guys make it so hard?
Oh, fantastic. Well, before I let you go, why don't you tell the listeners if they want to follow you, like, on social media, where it's your, if you've got Facebook, Twitter, etc.
Yes, Facebook, there is my like page, the Bruce Rogers page. If you just search for Bruce Rogers Pro Wrestling on Facebook, it should be the very first result. Instagram is, it's simple, it's Hail Bruce Rogers, one word. And Twitter, it's, I have to double check mine, it is Hail Rogers 89 for the year I was born.
Fantastic. So, well, Bruce, I want to thank you for coming on to the show, and I definitely will be there in person, I believe, this Saturday for New Era and for other shows in the future. So, once again, I thank you for coming on.
You're welcome. I think I just thought of my dream match opponent, though.
Oh, go ahead.
I think, you know, he's a former WCW champion. He's rebranding himself, though. He's hitting the indies. I actually want to match with David Arquette. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. So, Nick, if you're listening, that would be a lot of fun for Bruce Rogers.
Yeah, I could. Okay, I could see that. I mean, yeah. What do you think about him? So we'll continue on. What do you think about him really getting into that? You know, do you think he caught the bug with the WCW and the Ready to Rumble movie and all that stuff like that, and then now he's just like, I want to do this. I mean, what are your thoughts about that?
I mean, how could you not catch the bug? I mean, being in that WCW locker room at the time with Sting, DDP, Flair, and I'm sure being more evolved and it being the social media age, I'm sure for the last 5 or so years, he's probably read all of the naysayers, all the people that were saying he was the death of WCW, even though we all know there was a million other factors leading to that.
Right.
But I think it's awesome, and even better with all the attention he's received, all the bookings he's getting. He's not taking any of the money, and it's all going to charity. So at the end of the day, that's probably the best cause.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and it you know, it's what wrestling's supposed to be. It's supposed to be having fun.
Right, you're creating an adventure. You want people to live through you.
Exactly. All right. Well, great. I'm glad we got that last little bit thing in there. And once again, thank you for coming on to the podcast.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Once again, a big thank you to Bruce Rogers for coming on to the podcast and letting us get to know him a little bit better and finding out about his wrestling career. His social media links will be posted in the show notes, so you can find them there. And since I haven't recorded a episode in a while, let me talk a little bit about what's been going on since the last time we've recorded. First of all, I've gone to, of course, a lot of shows, you know, Rocky Mountain Pro, New Era, Colorado Springs Wrestling, Lucha Libre and Laughs had an event as well. Unfortunately, I was a little bit under the weather for that. And I even went to my first Primo show. So let me talk about that a little bit. Primos is held at the Watering Bowl over in Denver, Colorado, at the like I said, the Watering Bowl. It's a very interesting facility. It's a, as you can maybe tell from the title, the Watering Bowl. It's kind of like a dog park themed kind of place. I think it's mainly the dogs are out in the day there, not at night when where the wrestling takes event. I kind of like the setup. It was kind of cool. It was different. Wrestlers come out from a high, down some stairs to get to the ring. That's kind of fun. And, where I was sitting, we kind of, were on, parallel, cause they put in barstool type chairs for us to sit in, on the floor. So we were kind of on level with the mat, and it actually kind of gave a different kind of perspective, I thought. And that perspective was that the wrestlers were a little bit larger than life than when I'm normally used to seeing them. So I thought that was kind of a nice, good, contrasted look there. The show was very good. The main event was stupid crazy, I would have to say. And in a good way. It just seemed like it was Delta Jr. and... Zero Monster Filter for the Primos championship, and they went out at so kudos to them too for really bringing in the main event match, if I could speak correctly. A lot of other great show people that were there as well. I got to see a lot of people I haven't seen before. And, of course, Big Guns was defending the 303 championship, and he defended successfully, so that was kind of nice to see. Of course, interviewed him and talked to him multiple times. So, overall, a great show. Then we also had a new development when it comes to Rocky Mountain Pro. They are... no longer holding their regular charged tapings on Saturdays. They are now going weekly with Charged on their Twitch channel, on their Fight UK channel, and also they've now signed a agreement with Right Now TV, which is in, I believe, at the current time of this recording, 9 markets across the country, so you could possibly have that. You also, I have found out, since they don't have a Denver affiliate, which is very strange in my opinion, you got this promotion based in the Denver, Colorado area, but there's no Right Now TV affiliate. They, you know, maybe Rocky Mountain Pro can kind of push them to say, hey, you know, we need to get in our local market. But you can watch it online as well. They do have a Roku app, which is probably going to be the way I'm going to watch that channel and watch it live. You have to watch it live. They don't have any on-demand capability as of yet with Right Now TV, but they said hopefully in the future. But that's how I'm going to try to watch it if I'm around. But that's so... you know, 2013 to watch TV live. In my opinion, you know, it's yes, you can watch some things live. Some things are great live, but if you want to go back and watch them again for a second time, you need that on demand or DVR type capability. I guess I could probably set some kind of way to record it if I wanted to get into that, but we're not going to talk about that now. It's probably going to be a little too out there for all, you know, gonna probably nerd you out, as Chongo Bronson would probably say. But so they've got that going on now, and they are now going to Thursday nights. Every Thursday night they're going to have their Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy student showcase, which is now the Ignition show that they have had in the past. That's going to be on at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, and then they're going to follow up their regular charge show. They're going to be on Twitch live every week, and then they'll have those available later to view, either through the Twitch channel or through those other means as well as that I mentioned before, as well as I believe they're still on the Global Wrestling Network as well. So if you don't want to watch it on Twitch, or if you want to watch it those other ways, you know, any kind of support they would probably greatly appreciate. And then, so that's every Thursday. So this Thursday coming up, January 10th, they're having their two shows, Ignition and Charged. But then this coming Saturday, like Bruce was talking about, there's going to be New Era Wrestling, and they're holding their January show, and I believe that is New Year's Bash 2019. You know, they are having it at the Mile High Comics Mega Store at 4600 Jason Street in Denver, Colorado. If you want to get tickets ahead of time, you can go to neweraprowrestling.com and you can purchase tickets right there. Always good to buy tickets in advance. Like I saw on social media this week, buy those tickets in advance because that will show the promoter, the artist, in this case the wrestlers, the promotion, that there is a want and a need and you're supporting them ahead of time, and then they don't have to worry about filling the venue that they are in or having to cancel a show and things of that nature. So that I totally agree with. Try to buy your tickets in advance. For example, neweraprowrestling.com for the New Era show on Saturday the 12th. And you can buy your tickets or even monthly yearly passes to the Rocky Mountain Pro shows at rmpwrestling.com. So I think I have probably babbled enough at this point. Once again, thank you for Bruce Rogers for coming on to the podcast. Check him out, New Wrestling, New Era Wrestling, this Saturday night at the Mile High Comics Superstore. So once again, that's my view, not from the cheap seats, not from the most expensive seats, but from the fourth row.